anyways, let's see what else. It was Coney Island. They called Coney Island the playground of the world. There was no place like it in the whole world like Coney Island when I was a youngster. No place in the world like it. It was so fabulous. Now it shrunk down to almost nothing, you see. And I still remember in my mind how things used to be. And, I feel very bad. But people from all over the world came here. From all over the world. It was a playground. They call it the playground of the world over here. Anyways, when I was very small, I even got lost in Coney Island, but they found me on the beach. And we used to sleep on the beach here, sleep overnight. They don't do it anymore. Things changed, see.
Young Abdel Mahdi Shabne was only 18 years old. He was the youngest of 9 children. He never spent a night away from home. Disguised as an Orthodox Jew on a crowded bus in Jerusalem. Some had survived World War II. Then the thunderous explosion blew out windows 200 yards away, with more retribution than 17 dead along the King George L. and Jaffa Road. Passengers boarded bus 14A in the aisle next to the driver, Abdel Mahdi Shabne. And the last thing that he said on earth is, God is great and God is good. And he blew them all to kingdom come upon the road to peace. Now in response to this, another kiss of death was visited upon Yashir Tihai. Israel says is an Hamas senior militant. And Israel sent 4 choppers in, flames engulfed his white opal, and it killed his wife and his 3-year-old child, leaving only blackened skeletons. They had found his toddler's bottle and a pair of small shoes, and they waved them in front of the cameras. But Israel says they did not know that his wife and child were in the car. There are roadblocks everywhere, and only suffering on TV. Neither side will ever give up their smallest right along the road to peace. Israel launched its latest campaign against Hamas on Tuesday, and 2 days later Hamas shot back and killed 5 Israeli soldiers. So thousands dead and wounded on both. Most have been Middle Eastern civilians. They feel their children full of hate to fight an old man's war and die upon the road to peace. Now this is our land. We will fight with all our force, say the Palestinians and the Jews. Each side will cut off the hand of anyone who tries to stop the resistance. If the right eye offends thee, then you must pluck it out. Then Mahmoud Abbas and Sharon have been lost out along the road to peace. Once Kissinger said, we have no friends, America only has interests. Now our president wants to be seen as a hero, and he's hungry for re-election. But Bush is reluctant to risk his future in the fear of his political failure. So he plays chess at his desk and poses for the press 10,000 miles from the road to peace. In the video that they found at the home of Abdel Mahdi Shabne, he held a Kalashnikov rifle and he spoke with a voice like a boy. He was an excellent student, he studied so hard, it was as if he had a future. He told his mother that he had a test that day out along the road to peace. The fundamentalists killing on both sides is standing in the path of peace. But tell me, why are we arming the Israeli army with guns and tanks and bullets? And if God is great and God is good, why can't he change the hearts of men? Or maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. He's out upon the road to peace. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. And he's lost upon the road to peace. And he's lost upon the road.
It's called Masters of War. Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. Where a war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Oh, threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket while the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Vedic sages knew very well that the image of a drop melting into the ocean created fear. As the raindrop falls from heaven, they said, it is afraid of being lost in the stream. As one stream merges into another, it is afraid of being lost in the river. As the river flows faster downhill, it is afraid of merging into the sea. But the process is inevitable. And when the river finally does merge, the raindrop discovers to its great surprise that nothing has been lost. It remains a drop while yet becoming the sea. With this realization comes supreme joy. Once you know that your identity is not going to be sacrificed for the benefit of the whole, being the whole sounds absolutely ideal. Who would remain a drop if he could have the unbounded status of the ocean? Our society is so fixated on individuality at any price that it has taught us practically nothing about the joy of merging into the totality of pure awareness.
It's a beautiful world we live in, a sweet romantic place. Beautiful people everywhere, the way they comb their hair makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world, it's a beautiful world, it's a beautiful world for you. Wonderful time to be here. It's nice to be alive. Wonderful people everywhere. The way they show they care makes me want to say, it's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful place. For you. For you. For you. Hey, tell me what I say. Boy and girl with the new clothes on, you can shake it to me all night long. Hey, hey. It's a beautiful world we live in, a sweet romantic place. Beautiful people everywhere. The way they show they care makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world. A beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. For you. For you, not me.
Dinosauria, we born like this, into this, as the chalk faces smile, as Mrs. Death laughs, as the elevators break, as political landscapes dissolve, as a supermarket bag boy holds a college degree, as the oily fish spit out their oily prey, as the sun is masked. We are born like this, into these carefully mad wars, into the sight of broken factory windows of emptiness, into bars where people no longer speak to each other, into fistfights that end up as shootings and knifings. Born into this, into hospitals which are so expensive that it's cheaper to die, into lawyers who charge so much it's cheaper to plead guilty, into a country where the jails are full and the madhouses closed, into a place where the masses elevate fools into rich heroes. Born into this, walking and living through this, dying because of this, muted because of this, castrated, debauched, disinherited because of this, fooled by this, used by this, pissed on by this, made crazy and sick by this, made violent, made inhuman by this. The heart is blackened. The fingers reach for the throat, the gun, the knife, the bomb. The fingers reach toward an unresponsive God. The fingers reach for the bottle, the pill, the powder. We are born into this sorrowful deadliness. We are born into a government 60 years in debt that will soon be unable to even pay the interest on that debt. And the banks will burn. Money will be useless. There will be open and unpunished murder in the streets. It will be guns and roving mobs. Land will be useless. Food will become a diminishing return. Nuclear power will be taken over by the many. Explosions will continually shake the earth. Radiated robot men will stalk each other. The rich and the chosen will watch from space platforms. Dante's Inferno will be made to look like a children's playground. The sun will not be seen, and will always be night. Trees will die. All vegetation will die. Radiated men will eat the flesh of radiated men. The sea will be poisoned. The lakes and rivers will vanish. Rain will be the new gold. The rotting bodies of men and animals will stink in the dark wind. The last few survivors will be overtaken by new and hideous diseases. And the space platforms will be destroyed by attrition and the petering out of supplies. The natural effect of general decay. And there will be the most beautiful silence never heard. Born out of that, the sun hidden there, awaiting the next chapter.